a shakol, that's what they hold. Therefore, they say you make a shakol the Yemidvara here. Because since only 3.5 cups came out, they hold like it's only 3 cups of water came out, 1/2 cup of wine came out, so it's 1/2 to 3, that's like 1 to 6, that's not called wine. To have wine, you have to have 1 to 3 to have a shem wine.
Therefore, that's the Rabbanan Svarah. For Acherim Savri, what do the Acherim hold? They hold no. Tlosa oil, 3 cups of water went into the sediments, and I'll tell you, Trey no palginofik. Only 2.5 cups of water came out. 3.5 came out altogether. 1 complete cup of wine came out. Therefore, Porshle Kuza, for Kuza Bosa Palga Chamra Malyahu, over Yosemechte Midosai. And if so, it's come out like, one cup of wine came out, and 2.5 cups of water, so you even have more than the proportion of 1 to 3, so therefore for sure it's still called like wine, therefore you can make a bor pregofen. So this is the machlokes, where you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments, and 3.5 cups come out. That's the shalom. Do we say it's only 1/2 cup of wine, or do we say no, it's a complete cup of wine coming out, and water stayed in there? That's the machlokes.
Yeah.
Now the Gemara says, Yakuza the boss of Palga Chamra, now you have it, yeah. Now the Gemara says, Uv Yosem Mechtei Midosai Mi Pligi, is the machlokes tak Yosem Mechtei Midosai, at the Shabbat Shazav Loi Porach Mechtei Midosai Mi Pligi, but yeah, but to me, the previous time, when the heat agape maisa pligi, shumchum, and the maisa gave a brocha, so yain, moidlo Rabbi Yehuda. We'll soon see. Like, if the machlokes, if you don't have this type of a mida of how much water proportion to the one is a dom machlokes, are you telling me, once you have 1 proportion to 3, like 3 cups of water and 1 cup of wine, is that true? Is there no machlokes, me pligi? I brought now, we learned like this. Hametamed, Hametame, that's the type of wine. That's the type of wine that comes by after you have you dried out your sediments. You add now, like after you crushed out the grapes and got your first batch of wine, now you pour more water into the bottom stuff. So that's temet. Sametame, like Rosh Hashanah says. Mayim b'shmorim. If you just added water into the shmorim. Sametame, v'nosa mayim b'mida. That you added water into it. Now, if you added, let's say, 1 cup of water into it, and what came out of here is just 1 cup, even though it's colorful now, maybe it tastes a little bit like wine, potter. So my comment says it's potter for meiser. But the shai law is the mechuyev and shumas for meisers. In other words, if it's like wine, like grapes, it's mechuyev and shumas for meiser. If it's cool, just like water, so water is potter for shumas meiser. So in the case where you poured in 1 cup of water in this temed, and what came out was just 1 cup, so it's not called a tam of wine here, it's not called like grapes, it's called just like water, and therefore you put the famaisa. If you have Yehuda Mechayev, Yehuda holds no, even though only 1 cup came out, but this cup is colorful, and it like tastes maybe like wine, therefore it has a locha of grapes to it, like wine to it, and you have to take off Shumas Amaisa Mechayev. So it's like this. Ab can up until now like pligas no machlekes hello pichtei midosai. It's only a machlekes where you put in 1 cup of water and 1 cup of water came out. That's the machlekes tanakam and Yehuda. But mashmo avu b'yosem mechtei midosai. Mashmo if you put in 1 cup of water and one and a drop more came out, then like pligi, the mashmo even tanakam would agree to say that yichai is a meiser. So you see, even less than a proportion of 1 to 3 is also have the same wine. Like here at Smashma, let's say you put in 2 cups of water, and what came out was 2.25 cups. So Smashma, then everybody will hold, you'll be chayiv in Trumas and Maestris, even though it's only 1/4 to 2, which is less than 1 to 3. So Chuy Sinalag, we said before, even when you have less than 1 to 3, still it's called wine. Still it's called, you have to take off Shumas HaMaisa. Samara says, maybe no. Who I didn't really tell you that filu b'yesem echtei nechdosai pligi. Even where it's more than, The Machlokes Tanakh, when the Tanakh Kama says you putter, it doesn't only mean when you poured one cup of water came out. No, it could even be B'yosem Nechem Midosai, also they plead it. They also argue. All right, turn over. Samar says again, no. It could be who I did really the afilu b'yaisa mechtei midasai, even when more than just how much water you put in came out. It's also machlokes legally. For all the kamisuk mechtei midasai, why do they only argue by mechtei midasai in the case where you poured your two cups of water into the sediments, and now if two cups come out, whether you put it or not, lo yadiyach l'kaychad Reb Yehuda. It wants to teach us the Chiddush of Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda, even in such a case, still Yechayev Emeiser. That's the Yehuda's Chiddush, that when you poured over this temet, over this sediment, two cups of water, and what came out of it was two cups, and now what comes out, of course, it looks a little bit like wine, it tastes like wine, that's the Chiddush, that at least for Meiser, you have to be makvid and be afraid that it has a shame like wine there, and therefore you'll be mechuyev to take off true Mr. Meiser. Boy, Minay. My co-founder was again to us this our wine we have today. We have to be careful that you shouldn't add too much water into the wine. So our wine is not so strong anymore, and we do hold like Rava that on the real strong wine, there's one portion of wine should be to three cups of water. But that's by their wine. Today, really, our wine that we buy has enough water inside it that if you add a little bit more water, or if you take a cup now, that you'll have, let's say, half wine and half water, for sure the brach would be a shakun yibidvaroi, would not be a bar pragofen anymore. Could even be if you have even 3/4 of the cup wine and 1/4 of it. So you have to be careful not to add too much water into our wine. In case you do, if you want to drink, sometimes you like to take some wine and seltzer or so, you don't even make a shakun. If you have like any weird degree of a lot of water inside mixed into the wine, it loses the loch of wine, then you only make a shakun yibidvaroi. Boy minei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Rav Chia bar Avin Shemorim Shiesh Bem Tam Yayin Mao. What's going to be if the Shemorim themselves, now these sediments themselves, they have a Tam Yayin? So Shbam says it means Lebrichas HaYayin. Would you make a Bar Prag often or not? Or Bryce Lehevei Shemielei. He didn't hear the Bryce yet, because they would have heard the Bryce, so they would have said Halacha Kacherim or any Halacha. Yes, the Shalom Churi means to say, when you have water that you threw on top of these sediments, what's the bracha? What type of a bracha do we make? Ma, those are now. Omalei said back to him, Misavret Chamra Hevi, do you hold the water that comes out as cold wine? No. Kiyua Biyamu, he holds it only cold like a kiyua. That's like a stingy taste, like it's a sharp taste, but it's not really wine, still only water, just as a taste went into this water. He'll hold it still cold. A shakol yibdivarei. Yeah. Shubiyamo. Tana Rabbanan, we learn like this. Shemorim shel truma. We have a case where the shemorim was shel truma. That means Rashbam says, Shenoitzon atoicha mayim, you put water into the shemorim, v'shana v'sholosh, and you did it a second time, then a third time. Like, you keep on making wine like this. You have these sediments, so you pour water into it once, you shake it up, take out the water, then you do it a second time, shake it up, take out the water, then a third time. And the sediment, the shmarim, was from Truma. Like you started out with grapes of Truma. The look was like this. Rishon v'sheni yosa. The first time you added water to the sediment and shook it up, took out the water, it still has a locha like meister or like tevel, you have to take off Truma to meister. The second time you did it, it's also awesome. Shlishi muta. The third time, though, that you're pouring water over the sediments, and when the water comes out, then for sure it's not cold like grapes anymore, like wine. You pour it from Shuma Samaisa. Rameya says no. Rameya Rema Av Shlishi Benoy Saint Tam. Even the third time, it still depends upon how it tastes. Depends upon if it tastes like wine. Rashbam says, Oster Yeshbay Noy Saint Tam. If you taste wine in this water now, even though it's the third time that you're soaking out these sediments in water, the Maisa Lachar is still, it's Chayiv in Maisa. To shell meister rishon. What to be if it's a shayla of meister rishon? Klemerstam says, al shell meister sheni temed rishon also. If it's a shayla of meister sheni, so temed rishon is also lechol chusi vishlayim. Al meister rishon ad leviyim muta lezarim would like to view this. It's like this. To shell meister rishon, if it's meister rishon, it's also sheni muta. Then the sheni is muta. So Shbam says it means. Hokigafin should be shel meiser rishon also klema shel meiser sheni. It means if it's meiser sheni here, so then temed rishon. Then the first time you're pouring the water into it, it's also lechachus in Yerushalayim. It has a locha like meiser sheni, and you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Avol meiser rishon, but if these grapes are only grapes of meiser rishon, that the pshat is leviyim, amutar, it goes to leviyim, but a zar is allowed to eat it, then it's mutar. That's the way he says. Shemaisim is rishon also sheni mutar. Rabbi Meir oima af sheni b'naisim tam. No, even the second time also, the second time you soaked it out in water, it's also totally b'naisim tam. If it has b'naisim tam, it has a locha of meiser rishon and meiser sheni. B'shel hegdish, what's going to be if these grapes will first belong to hegdish, and then again you first made wine from it, and now you poured wine water over the sediments. So shel hegdish, shlishi osur. Even the third time you're pouring water over it, still it's osur. Or revi muta. The fourth time though you're pouring water over it, then it becomes a muta. That's not called b'naisim tam even of hegdish, and the water is muta. Rebbe, meyeroy meno, af revi. If you started out with grapes that belong to Hegdish, and it's the fourth time now that you're pouring water over the sediments, even the fourth time still the locher is, for my same time, it's totally if the water that comes out now tastes like wine, there's a locher of my same time, and it's the locher of my same time, yeah. And therefore, it'll still have a locher of Hegdish. So the Gemara Minim, I have a question on you. Shall Hegdish liyayla moser? It says grapes that started out shall hegdish, mashm always remain osa. No matter how many times you keep on adding water to it, it still remains aloch of hegdish and it's osa. Shall hegdish is osa. Let's say the grapes are only Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. Liyela Mutter, it's Mashmah, it's always Mutter. So it's like, so, Chor V'Zayim, so, it's the Stira, Kasha Hegdish Hegdish, Kasha Meiser Meiser. It's the Stira by Hegdish here, it says it's always also before we said only the third or fourth time. And Meiser also says it's always Mutter, and before we have, the first few times it's also. So it's a Stira. Somewhere it's like this. Hegdish Hegdish Lakasha. That you tell me Hegdish of the grapes were Hegdish. That one Bryce says no matter how many times you keep on adding water over it, the water that comes out of Sasa Lakasha. Kam Kdusha Saguf, Kam Kdusha Zamin. Mashmit it had Kdusha Saguf, then it's more Chomer. Then the Maestro always becomes Asa. As long as there's any drop or taste of wine inside it, it's always Asa. As Ram says, Kdusha Saguf means Yain Shehugdish L'Nesachim. If you have wine, these grapes, you will matish the actual grapes to be brought for the Sachem. Ushmorm shloy asurim b'shvil mat yain hamurubay. And therefore the shmorm, the sediments themselves are also. And therefore they're also liyelum. And that's what the Brisa says after the fourth time already. It's muta behegdish. That's where the grapes were not really gdusha taguf. You're only matish it l'domin. Just the value of it was hegdish. So therefore, by gdusha domin becomes muta. After the fourth time. So therefore, there's no stir on Hegdish. Now, Maisa, Maisa, Namalakasha, I, one Bryce's Mashma, the sediment, the juice that comes out of Maisa is always Mutta. And one place says no, it's also. I'll answer like this. Kan ba Maisa Vadai, Kan ba Maisa Demai. Where it's Maisa Demai means it's only a Sophic from an Amorit, that's only a Drabonim Bikalocha. Maybe you're right, it's not Maisa altogether. So therefore, we say there, the Drabonim, when they said on Demai, when you buy it off the Amorit, it's only on the actual grapes itself you have to take off Meiser, or the actual wine. But once you made the first wine, and now you're just pouring water over it, there's no gzera of Demai, it's Mutter. That the Bryson says, even the temen, even the water you pour over the sediments are also by Meister. That's on by Meister Vaday. Therefore, there's no stira. Amar Reb Yechna Mishum Roshim Ben Yoy Tzadik. Kederech Shamru Linyan Isurim, Kach Amru Linyan Hechsherim. Same way it said Negeyat Isur, the same way it's also said Negeyat Hechsher. That means the Risha Mesheni Shal Truma Choshev Nam Yain Linyan Hechsher. Varishan Shal Maise Choshev Yain Linyan Hechsher. Kofar for Yozel. Choshev Chumad Rizol Chumad Rabbonin. Negeyat Hechsher. What does that mean? Hechsher, for the most says Hechsher and Demai. What are you talking about Hechsher? What kind of Hechsher here? E Demayo, if you want to say if it's a Machsher like water, to say, no, it's a Machsher Paris. So, E Demayo, Achshuri Machshura. E Decham Achshuri Machshura, like what? If you're talking about the question is if it's called, nor if it goes on fruits, and it's a Machshur, the Kabbal Tumah, like we know the Locher is the fruit can only become Tumah, Paris. Or oichel, if water first went on it, then what's the difference? Whether it's called water or whether it's called wine, it's machshir. Wine could also be machshir fruits the kabel tuma. So what do you tell me now? That the same malach l'ni hechshir. So I said leitzricho she tumdo b'megishamim. We're talking about that this sediment, how what water went into it? Megisham rainwater. V'chivon b'kol shoko v'robi lo l'mona achshivinu. And therefore, since now you plan to take the sediments like this juice and put it into a cup, you will machshir it. So therefore, now regular rainwater when comes down, it's not machshir l'kabel tuma because it's not called the rotzon. But over here, since you used it to make wine out of it, it's called you want to use this rainwater. Therefore, it'll be machshir. So then again, that's the most kasha. Minas kamina. Even if you use rainwater, but the mice, you're using it now. So it's called you're using this rainwater, so pshitu, it's machshir l'kabel tumah also. What's the shaila? Like you're using the rainwater. You want it to go into a kli, into your cup, to make wine out of it, to drink. So of course that's called water. That's machshir l'kabel tumah. Now, let's just say you had the sediment staying in the cup by itself, and overnight, rainwater came down. The question is, what is it called right now? So but there must still that no, even if rainwater came down by itself, but every drop that came down, the first drop came in, it came into wine, and the chur is like lachshavit, the chur you want to use it. So vait, it's called you want that water. So again, it's called like wine or even like water, it's called like nicha. Like you're enjoying that water to come down now into the sediment to make it taste good. So even if the rainwater came down by itself, still it's hukshin the kabel tumah. So again, what's yishayla? Amar Papa peporah shoyser rishon rishon. So in the case is where a cow came and drank it up right away. So really, you have no nichusa from it. So that's the nafka mina here, whether it's cold wine or not. Shpam says, "Dukach v'shlishi leker shul machshava v'loy machshir shlishi de truma v'sheni de meisla v'lemani truma nashir rishon kivod lo nishta shum klal v'loif lo nishpach en yadulia v'mal temet." Before the shalom was kamakam rishon v'sheni goli baitz nichalei shiod v'sham lekam yerlam, maybe you'll get a tam. Like, so the answer is, the reason why it's not so posh is because right away your parva drank it up. So therefore, whether we got a shame wine or not, it's told in Allah as before. Any time Allah as before by Isurim, we say, got a shame wine, then it's called you anicha with it, and therefore that will be huksa kabatuma. But if it doesn't have a shame wine or trumla like Allah as before, it wouldn't have a loch of heksher either. So Magamar just, Omarav Zutra Batuvia, Omarav. And Oimrim Kiddush Hayoim, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on wine. Elo al Hayayin Haroi Li Nosach Agabia Mizbeach. This is a big Kiddush. You're only allowed to use wine to make Kiddush with wine that's fit to be used for Nisachim that could be poured Agabia Mizbeach. Such wine, versus Lamute Mai, what type of wine is no good? Elaim, if you want to talk about Lamute Yayin Megitoi, means real fresh wine, just coming out of the, when you just made the wine. For Tani, we learned from Chiyo, Yain Megita Lo Yavai. You're not supposed to use fresh wine for the Nesachim to pour on the Mizbeach. But if you have kosher, so that wine should be kosher for Kiddush also. The Chivim, if you have kosher, since if you bring it for the Nesachim, it's kosher. Anan, Afilo Chetchilo Nami, we should also be able to use it for Kiddush, even the Chetchilo. The Yomar Rava, Rava said, Seichet Oda Meshkol Shalanovim, V'yomilov Kiddush Hayayim. You'll have to just squeeze out a grape, and the juice that comes out of the grape, you'll have to make Kiddush on it. It's called good wine. Viela says, so what do you mean to tell me that wine that can't be used for Nesachim, you can't use for Kiddush? Viela rather, Lamute Mepio Mishuleho. From the top of it or from the bottom of it? The top of the Chavyis or the bottom of it, that type of wine is no good for the Kabbonis. You can't bring from Nesachim. The Marvotani Reb Chia, Mepio Mishuleho, Salayovi. Like the top wine or the bottom wine of the barrel, you shouldn't bring. But again, if you made the kosher, you bring this kosher. If you saw El Lamute, it wasn't coming to faith. No good. Yain, Kushi, Berwick, Hilsulstein, Shomartiv, Shotsmukim. These type of wines coming to say, the Ram says, Kushi min Shachar. I said, if the wine became black already, that's no good. Berkin means Lavon Vara. It becomes white. White wine, that's bad wine. Who? Hilsulstein means Yain Mosuk. The cholish moit, sweet wine is very weak. Or else shomatim is claim is tam yain shomatish le nivdak that didn't stick together yet. Shomnika chav yis kreisais. Such wine, these wines are not fit for the mizbeach. These things are not fit for kiddush. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on. We're going to this last halacha here. Just a little bit. Look here, yel halacha. That's why there are some chumras sometimes.
You're holding that Tzadik Zayin. Start over again from the Gemara in the Tzadik Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara in the bottom. Start over again. Again, that Omer Rav Zutra Batuv Yomer Rav Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim Elo Al Hayayin Horoyu Linosech Agavi HaMizbech. That you could only make Kiddush. It's on Shabbos. We know we have to make Kiddush on wine. So you could only use a special type of wine. Which type of a wine? A type of a wine that's Roy Linosach Agabi HaMizbech. That you could use for Nisach on the Mizbech. When you bring Kabonis, you bring the Menachas, you have to bring, the more you pour the wine on the Mizbech. So Morris says, Lemute Mai. Like, what does Rav Zutra Batuvio Amarav mean to say? Which type of wine does it mean to say it's not fit to be used for Kiddush? Elam, if you want to tell me Lemute Yayin Migito, it means fresh wine, as soon as you finish pressing it. No fresh wine, not old wine. Then that's not fit for making Kiddush. So Morris says, no. For Atoni Rabbi Chia learned that Yayin Migito, that means yain from the gas, from the press, fresh wine, just out of the press, is loyavi. That the chetchilu, you're not supposed to use it to put it on the mizbeach. True, for nisuch, hayayin, you're not supposed to use it lechetchilu. But halacha is v'im hevi, if they brought it on the mizbeach, kosher, that lemais it's kosher, for the inyan of nisuch hayayin. So Morris says, v'chi v'ondim hevi kosher, since v'hilchas nisochim. If you put it on the Mizbeach, it's kosher. If so, then for Kiddush Hayoyim, that we make Kiddush on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even Lechetchilo, it's kosher. In other words, it's this wine.